He said, hey, my partner Mary's leaving the show, and I wonder if you'd like to join me. I was like, I don't think so.
People would say, well, what do you do? And I would say, I'm a librarian. And they would say, oh, that must be wonderful to read all those books.
Exactly.
And I would just smile and say, yes, it would be wonderful.
Welcome to CattleCast with Capital Area District Library's Executive Director, Scott Dymstra.
Thanks for joining me for another episode of CattleCast. Today's guest is playing the role of Duke of Wesselton in Disney's Frozen, the Tony-nominated best musical that is now on tour across North America. Jeremy Morse, welcome to CattleCast.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Scott.
In the documentary Ghostlight, the year Broadway went dark, viewers got to see how people on stage and behind the scenes pivoted to survive during the 18-month pandemic shutdown of Broadway. Can you share what it was like to go through that shutdown?
Oh my gosh, to relive those 18 months.
Exactly.
My wife and I, we really did try to make the best of the shift. And we were in New York for the first month. We were on tour initially, and then I flew back to New York and we were there for a month. And then we're like, all right, well, this doesn't look like it's getting better. So we went and we lived with Alex's family in Plymouth, Massachusetts for a long time. And in the midst of that, one, I took advantage of an amazing program called Disney Aspire, and I'm getting my master's degree in business, my MBA right now. So that's been something, I'm about to finish it.
I'm
in my last course. Thank you. I've loved it. It kept me busy. It's expanded my worldview. So I've loved it so much. The purpose it gave me is amazing. My wife and I started our own little like teaching studio called Find Your Funny Studios studio. And it's one studio. It's just us.
you can franchise now with that MBA.
Yes. Just leaving that S. It's open-ended. for expansion. So we've been teaching improv to kids age 6 to 18 over the past... we started December of 2020. So that's when we started. And it really picked up. We were at our peak. We were doing 7 classes with a little over 40 students. And it was so fun and so rewarding. Kept us busy. Also was a secondary source of income. When I say secondary, I mean, it was since we were doing it part-time, it was additional to our unemployment. that's what kept us busy. And then we decided to expand our family. And in September of 2021, we had our little baby girl, Clementine.
Oh, congratulations.
Has kept us busy. Thank you so much.
Fatherhood is the best. I have to tell you, it's, you know, when you look at your jobs and it truly is like a job, fatherhood's one of the best. So.
Are you a dad?
I am. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Congratulations.
Not a new dad. I feel like a weathered dad now, but it's it is the best. Yeah.
Awesome.
And so it sounds like you were very, very productive during that 18-month shutdown. But then how did it feel to get back and do something that you truly loved?
It was so emotional coming back to this. The way it all like played out coming back to Frozen, Disney was so incredible and granted me parental leave. So Broadway's Bobby Creighton came in, who originated the role on Broadway and covered me during my parental leave. And so I stepped back in, it's like 3 months after the tour had restarted. So I had a week away from my family, and rehearsed the show for a week in Salt Lake City. And it was so wild re-rehearsing the show, it all coming back just like in a day. Getting to perform the first show in Chicago was so, so moving. It was so wild and so fun. And then like all of a sudden you're like, boom, off, hit the ground running. And then it's 8 shows a week and then a crazy holiday schedule. And then, you know, dodging COVID is as best we can. So it's been incredible getting to do what I love. I missed it so much. And then it's also a reminder of just like the grind of the tour life. So they go hand in hand. So I love it. And I'm a new dad and I'm tired most of the time, even though our baby sleeps like incredible chef's kiss.
Oh, you are lucky.
Yes. We are very, very lucky. We've been putting in the work to like, you know, do all this, but it's, it's been playing out well so far, even through her first sleep regression, which we're at right now for 4 months.
How do you balance that? I mean, how do you balance being a parent, a new parent, and performing on the road?
One, the Duke of Weselton is not to like downplay the challenges of any role, is not like a heavy lifting role within the context of Frozen the musical compared to Elsa or Anna or Kristoff, who have so many songs. The Duke of Weselton, it's more just like scene work and providing that villainous flair. So if I don't get, you know, if I get 4 hours of sleep one night, I can show up to work and still, you know, do my supporting character job, where it might be very difficult and is very difficult to do that in any of the other roles, even in the ensemble, which is such a demanding physical and vocal experience. So I'm very fortunate to be playing a role that doesn't demand my maximum energy every single show, even though I always give it my all. I love the role. It's so fun. So fun. But it's that, it's, you know, trying to be good to myself and gentle with myself. I have an amazing wife who is just the best support system to me and takes care of me, takes care of our daughter. It's just, it's a team effort, and I have the best teammate.
It's got to mean a lot. I mean, I could only imagine if you say were solo and your wife and newborn daughter were at home. I can only imagine the angst that you would feel and kind of withdrawn and things like that. So it's
we're in this together. I couldn't do it away from them.
I love it. And Disney Frozen is currently performing at the Wharton Center until February 6th. Why should someone come and check out this musical?
The musical is so incredibly, you might think, oh, this is just for kids. It's absolutely not. It's so, so moving. It is so funny. I think the comedy in so many Disney pieces is not underappreciated, but people don't expect it. It's like a surprise how funny. Also, the grown-up themes are fantastic. The adult aspect of coming to a show and appreciating a great piece of theater. It's the technical aspects are so impressive. You gotta see it. Like the lighting, the sound. We have an orchestra that is just absolutely absurd. I mean, come and see it for all those reasons. And then also our leading ladies are just spectacular. Caroline Bowman and Caroline Innerbickler. They will have you laughing. They will also have you weeping. When I got to see the show when the show was in Salt Lake City before I rejoined, and I just wept and laughed. It was, and I know the show. And so I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's, Disney has it covered, and Frozen has it covered with these themes of family, sisterhood, sacrifice, acceptance, like, and every outing at the theater is going to give you a dose of empathy, which I think is always amazing. Exactly. Experiencing a new story and putting your feet in somebody else's shoes.
Exactly. Well, Jeremy, thank you so much for joining me today. I know I, for one, am very excited to see the show.
Yes.
Again, Frozen is at the Wharton Center until February 6th. Links for ticket information and special offers for Cattle members are included in our show notes. Thank you so much for listening to Cattlecast.
Don't miss another great interview. Subscribe to the Cattlecast podcast and share it with a friend.
Hey, it's Dee Dee in the Morning with Dee Dee's weekly download from Capital Area District Libraries. This week's title is Tin Camp Road by Ellen Ergood. The main character in this hard but heartwarming novel doesn't have extravagant dreams for herself or her daughter. She just wants to be able to stay in their beloved Lake Superior community. But an unearned eviction starts them down a very scary and rocky road. To stream or download this or other featured titles, just visit CADL.org/B.
Stacks 92.1.